earlier today, Biggie said something that I really hate hearing. Which
the Mike Tyson thing?
Time is undefeated. I don't care for that.
I told you. I know you.
Yeah, but you were on the phone when I said. Now, here's where I made my mistake. I thought Tyson could win because I thought Jake Paul was nothing but just a guy. You know, I didn't know he had done some fighting. So I'll ask you what I asked Chris Dim. BB Shea's 30 years old, right? What if he fights Mike Tyson? He's going to get killed, right?
Yeah.
But if you get somebody who played high school basketball
versus Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Okay.
He might get a point or two.
Okay. Let's say a 30-year-old guy who played decent high school basketball but was not good enough for college versus Michael Jordan.
Today, who's
60-some years old. Who wins?
Jordan has the height.
Jordan wins.
You think Jordan wins?
I was more thinking if the guy even scores on him.
Oh, really?
I think he scores.
I do too.
I don't think Michael is 60-something.
Yeah.
I
think he scores, but I think Jordan wins, you know?
Yeah.
That's the way I would go with it.
There was conspiracy going around, too, after the Tyson-Paul fight Friday night, that many people thought that they could have knocked each other out, but neither one wanted to because they got paid
so much money
to keep the fight going.
Yeah.
He got $20 million.
For 16 Tyson. Minutes.
Yeah.
For 16 minutes
and
of work.
I will say, Jake Paul in his interview later did say, I eased up in the second half. I could tell he was gassed, and now if I beat an old man,
you're the guy who beat the old man.
Yeah,
didn't they have real soft gloves and stuff too?
And they tried to punch, but you could tell that Jake Paul even pulled up and said it because he's like, you know, I respect the guy too much. I'm not going to sit here and just flat out wail on Mike Tyson.
Listen,
I think he could have.
Listen to how my ego got me downvoted on Reddit. In fact, I was off Reddit for one day.
Wait, what?
Well. Okay, and this has to do with time and age, okay? You know why I go to Reddit, okay?
Gym tips
and
sex stories.
Right. So this was gym tip. And I'm on under gym tips and reading, and this guy on Reddit who goes to the same gym I go to, his headline was, I'm 53 and I really feel I'm slowing down. Well, I'm 53, okay? That's my age.
Hmm.
And the guy writes a paragraph. He's like, look, I've been going to this gym for 5 years. I'm athletic, but lately it's aches and pains, and I've had to slow down on the treadmill. And it's just a natural thing. You know, we have to give in and admit to ourselves that time is undefeated and we're going to slow down. And everybody below him was like, yeah, you got to eventually just go fewer days. Don't go as hard.
I feel you.
Give yourself a break. And I went on there. I never type anything, but I went on there and I was like, this is hogwash. I said, I'm 53 and I'm faster than I was when I was 33. I just got my record in my mile run and my 12-minute run for distance. And I just got my record in my 2,000-meter row. What do you got to say about that? I said, once you run faster and stop complaining. Downvote. A lot of downvotes.
A lot of downvotes.
Finally.
When does your divorce finalize?
Yeah. Yeah.
Clearly revenge body here.
Yeah.
Oh, look who's here.
I didn't know you hated your family so much.
No one has that much time, sir. Those of us with lives.
Yeah. They're like 24 hours, you cannot be on Reddit. What?
So with you can't be on if you're downvoted?
Yeah, downvote.
I didn't know that about Reddit.
You're gone.
I'm never on.
They left me that 24 hours. I was like, all right, okay.
You're in Reddit jail.
Yep. That's right. I'm in Reddit jail for 24 hours. I ain't got no gym tips. I ain't got no sex stories. I got Titillation Tuesday tomorrow. I got a sex story to be had.
I can't even
see any of that stuff. Isn't that horrible? I know. But I refuse to admit, I will not admit.
You are weak.
I am
strong.
I said, you are weak. How dare you speak like that? Say something like that.
Anytime I say the term, time is undefeated, your face. Always.
Well, if I had known Jake Paul was a legitimate fighter, I would have said, all right, Jake Paul, because he is 20-some years younger. I mean, more than 30 years
younger. But let me tell you, you were not alone.
Right.
A majority of people... I'd say a majority of people wanted Tyson.
Well, it's because of the nostalgia.
Yeah, yeah. But there were a lot of people who were like, oh, you're crazy. You don't know. This is Iron Mike. I remember Iron Mike.
Mm.
And, you know, frankly, Iron Mike wasn't good 20 years ago when he was fighting his last fights.
He had his time in the 80s and 90s.
Yes. Of course. Oh, God, in his prime.
I mean, you can go on YouTube and just search Tyson montage knockouts. They're unreal.
He's like, you know who might have given
But he was unstoppable when he was in his 20s.
Yeah.
Oh, 19. He was 19 when he came on the scene.
And we're also talking about a guy now who spends most of his time smoking weed.
Right.
Yes, all he spent the last 6 months
You know who... Who gave us this mentality is Tom Brady. He played great quarterback until he was 45 years old. Aaron Rodgers has hit the wall. Mm-hmm. You know, Peyton Manning hit the wall at about the right at Drew Brees when you're like 38.
Serena Williams. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. When you get to your late 30s, early 40s, not everybody's Tom Brady. Maybe it's luck. Maybe he took more better care of his body, whatever it is, but he was great till he was 45. Aaron Rodgers, you can see it. He wasn't great his last year in Green Bay. He had a massive injury. He's 2 years older than that now, or 3 years older. They didn't have it anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, you can tell. We're seeing the end of Aaron Rodgers, younger than Tom Brady.
And I think, too, part of the mindset was that a lot of people, I think, my sense is that a lot of people wanted to see Tyson knock this guy out because he's been described as a, quote, YouTuber and influencer.
Oh, that's definitely.
That's how people of a certain age.
Oh, he's unlikable, too. He's totally
of a certain age, that's not a real thing.
Oh, right. Oh, well, so that's all I thought he was.
Yeah.
I didn't know he had fought.
Well, and let me tell you, his brother fights, too. His brother's name is Logan Paul. So afterwards, they ask Tyson, they say, is this, you're done, right? Mm-hmm. You know, the in-ring interview.
Right.
And he's like, I might fight his brother.
What?
Which I wouldn't be shocked if in a year from now
he fights his brother
for the payday.
For the payday,
Well, why not? If you're gonna make $20 million for 20 minutes, you know.
And a lot of people say, which who knows, it could be, you know, all this was all scripted, and Tyson could have if he wanted to, and it just didn't happen. The minute he walked out, I thought,
okay, I've made two predictions in November.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
I'm not gonna talk about my predictions. I'm done with my predictions.